over his blonde hair and headed out the door. The first week of June in Montana sported an endless blue sky, and the temperatures Lannon wished would stick for the whole year. He took a deep breath of the fresh mountain air, glad to be back in Big Sky country. His jaunt to Wyoming had been welcome, cleansing, but he'd realized he didn't want to move there. Sure, Jackson and Maya were wonderful and accommodating. It had been good to see his old friend from the rodeo, Jackson's brother, Blaze. But Lannon had realized on his two-week hiatus that he loved Montana, had been born and raised here. But as he climbed the steps to Jace's front door, he still wasn't quite sure what he wanted. He knocked at the same time he opened the door. "Morning," he called, closing the door behind him. Jace rose from an armchair at the same time Belle and a dark-haired woman twisted from their position on the couch to look at him. Belle sprang to her feet, her face showing much more emotion than Jace's. Lannon catalogued the fear, the nerves, and the hope in his sister's face before turning his attention to his best friend and boss.
"What's going on?"
Lannon glanced back to Belle, and then the second woman stood and faced him. A smile graced her familiar face, but Lannon worked to recall who she was. Her beauty was obvious in the bones of her face, the depth of her dark eyes. She radiated an air that soothed Landon's soul, and his anxiety dropped a notch. Something about her called to him, made him want to get closer to her. He worked hard to keep himself in place, looking to Jace and Belle for an explanation. He couldn't believe the attraction he felt. He'd sworn off dating and women. Completely. Totally. He'd been female-free for 2 years now. But maybe this beautiful woman would break his... You remember Megan Palmer, don't you? Belle wrung her hands, but put a smile on her face and in her voice. All at once, recognition hit Lannon full in the chest.
Megan Palmer!
He settled his weight on his back foot and folded his arms.
Of course. The preacher's daughter.
She flinched, her smile folding for half a second before hitching back into place.
She's helping out her dad for a while, Jace said. Her father's retiring. That right?
Lannon tore his eyes from the raven-haired beauty to flick his eyes to Jace for a moment.
That's great. What have you been up to?
A shadow crossed her eyes, but when she said, "This and that," she sounded perfectly pleasant. Lannon could read people, and he could tell she was hiding something. For some reason, he wanted to talk to her until he figured out what it was.
"That's just because she's pretty," he told himself, strengthening his resolve not to let a familiar, gorgeous face persuade him from his bachelor life.
Still, he had expected her to say she'd achieved something grand. She seemed like the type who would, the type Lannon usually gravitated toward.
"She's just moved back from Wyoming," Belle said.
"Oh, I've just returned from a vacation in Wyoming."
"So Jace was telling me."
Megan gave him that warm smile, and Lannon basked in it. When he realized what was happening, he shut down his emotions.
"So, what did you need, Jace?"
Jace settled back into the armchair, a sign that sent every alarm inside of Lannon into red alert. He glanced at his sister, but she sat too, leaving his gaze to migrate to Megan, still stunned by her beauty and remembering her now from high school. He didn't quite understand when she said,
"I'm afraid they got you over here so I could ask you for a favor."
Megan felt breathless. She'd prepared herself to be in the same room as her high school crush, Lannon Edmonds, or at least she thought she had. But facing him now, she knew she was ill-equipped to deal with his male magnetism, his stunning good looks, his wide shoulders, and her defenses against that sexy cowboy hat. Nada. She attempted to school her thoughts into something more godly, something that would represent a preacher's daughter. She hated the label that came with her name. She'd endured it.